Now, we're talking Bachelorette, a season which I've slowly but surely got myself into. We have Pete from The Bachelorette on the line with us right now. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Firstly, commiserations on being evicted from the mansion.
I'm heartbroken.
Well, this is what we want to know, Pete. How long did you actually get to spend with Ali one-on-one in total? If you had to tally up all the time?
I reckon maybe, like, 2 hours.
Wow. So 2 hours, she's making a decision of, I'm absolutely going to kick you out. That's a bit harsh.
That's like one-on-one time. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely time in there with everyone and everything, but like, just her and I. Two hours.
That's probably better than I expected, to be honest. You know, there are some contestants. Well, there's some people that go on the show and they get like 3 minutes with the girl or guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, how the hell could you make a judgment from that?
Ben and Brendan, who got booted the first night, and they probably only had like 3 minutes.
So they probably just saw her from across the room, and that was just like, that was it.
And then it's all about
behind
first
the bushes,
impressions.
Have a bit of a wave. Yeah. It's like, oh, let him go back.
I don't like that wave very much. See you later.
Something wrong with him.
Well, Pete, there's a few guys left in the show now. Who would you like to see win Ellie's heart?
Look, I've got a really soft spot for Tate and for Todd. I think both those guys are absolute legends, and anyone would be lucky to have them.
All right.
And who do you think you'll be seeing after the show has it already finished yet? But who will you be catching up with outside of? Who are you still friends with?
I've caught up with quite a few of them already. So
yeah?
I saw Wesley last weekend. I flew down to Melbourne about 5 weekends ago for Rob's 30th. And all the Melbourne boys were there. So that was a big weekend.
Boys' trip.
Mate, I don't need to tell you this, but if I were you, this is the golden time to be getting together as a bunch of the Bachelorette dudes and just hitting the town and cleaning up.
Yeah.
I mean, you reckon it'd be that easy?
Well, it'd definitely be easier.
Is it that easy?
It's gotta help.
Has it been that easy?
I've been laying low, to be honest, Rach. I haven't really been putting myself out there. But now that the show's over, I think that, you know, I might need to go out a little bit and test the waters.
Oh, test them.
Ooh, test them out.
Good shake.
Go do it. Yeah.
You've earned it, Pete. You've earned it.
Thanks, guys.
Just lastly, got to ask, Team Bill or Team Charlie?
Look, I love Bill. He's an absolute legend. I think Charlie's probably getting a bit of a roar into the stick. Like, he said everything he's doing in there.
Okay.
But I think if he had his time again, he probably wouldn't have been as invested in her.
Right.
He's a bit full on, isn't he?
He's a little bit full on, but, like, you've got to realise, we've got no phones, no social media, no family. All you've got is time to spend with this girl.
And,
yeah,
you know, and you lose it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've got like 18 guys and they're all starving for the time with this chick, she's like, everyone's going to want her.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to want her. Yeah. And then once you get some further options, you realise maybe you didn't really want her that much.
Yeah.
You know, like.
sorry about that ferocious animal that I just became in the house there for a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the only one there, yeah.
Don't worry, Charlie, we all forgive you, mate. Just chill.
Hey, well, look, Pete, you're a top bloke, and we thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best finding love in the real world.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
it. See ya.
Bye.